It's very rare to see a documentary where the person who did it shows her own being connected. And this is really something very precious. And it's what you said, it's very human. It puts us in a kind of equality to talk to each other and not to have subject and object. You know, I talk about you, I show these poor women, etc., etc. It's like, hey, we are all in this world and we are all, we have experiences like that. And I don't have an experience like this, what you told there. For me, it's more, I think it's, I always say it's the victim and the one who does it is one of our main, in the middle of our society, because our society is about power and who can say what has to be done. It's on the core of this patriarchal world we live in. And so it's, you always have to do with that somebody is crossing your borders and not respecting you. And I had the feeling all this fight for human, for this ideal of humanity and democracy and all this is a fight for respect
Totally.
and a fight for what is a, what is human, what is, where are my borders? How to deal with each other and how to respect myself, because it's a mirror. When I respect myself, I can respect you. And what kind of society we live on, what does this society tell us? How is it structured? What is the core of this structure? That's something that very that moves me. And I loved your film because you did this, you showed this, and I studied cultural anthropology, and we had, it was about films and about the male view, and it was always asked what would be the female view, and I thought maybe you can tell this is a female view. It's not subject object. It's we're all human, and I, as a documentary filmer, as a journalist, I was drawn to this because I have to deal with it myself. And we all have to find a solution. And I thought it's great, and it's also a kind of speaking truth and not hiding between, oh, it's very, I'm very neutral and I can tell you facts, and because I'm neutral, I can tell. No, I'm connected to it myself, and that's the reason I show this. That's the reason why it's true. And one thing was, I thought, yes, but in that film, okay, I only saw it one time. I had so somehow the feeling like these men are coming from outside, the traffickers, and the priest who was not like a priest has to be. And also this nun, I think the nun said, this man, this priest is a bit not so reliable. And but I thought, yeah, but they are not the wolves that come outside to the flock of sheep. They are inside.
Exactly. This is very important because most of the sexual, the huge percentage of sexual abuse cases have take place within the home or within the very close environment, home or a priest that is close to the family or a teacher or even a sports trainer, you know what I mean? It's people that are in your area of confidence, and then you relax, and because you relax, then they can they act, and you trust people that maybe you shouldn't trust. You should really take care of your kids and be alert and consider who are you leaving your kids with, you know?
I think it's not only sexual abuse because so many things are said about sexual abuse, and I don't remember a real sexual abuse in my life, but I have a lot of problems with closeness. And I got a feeling like there is also kind of emotional abuse. And what I also found is, ooh, now I talk about stories. It's like also the genders are defined in our society. I had I found out that often men are frightened that they can be the minor one, the one below, the one who is the victim. And they try to put you down. And even I found this with a close friend. I found in slight things he tries to put me down because he's afraid to be less than me. Mm-hmm. And this is more often than you think. Mm-hmm. People being afraid that they can be less than the other and then being victims.
I would say that the root of sexual violence is an issue of power abuse. You know what I mean? It's not only about sexual abuse; it's about power abuse. Because what the priests do when they abuse a child is a situation of power, difference in power, and so I think. It's not only about gender, it's also about power.
Yes.
And that's where we have to focus too, because if we look only at the gender issues, then we're missing out all those kids that have been victimized by men within the home or by the church, clergy. And then we're missing out on those kids that need help. And we need to give them help, offer help. And they are out there, and they're waiting for us. So I think there is a huge work to be done ahead of us. But I think each one of us in the society, we are responsible. We cannot just leave this to the governments. We cannot just leave this to the advocates. We have to take it in our own hands, in the sense that I'm not talking about you have to judge with your own hands, or you have to seek revenge, but I'm saying we have to take in our own hands the fact that we are all responsible to speak up, to help someone speak up, to help someone get healing, to help someone else or yourself report to the police when you have to, you know what I mean? We have to empower ourselves so that we can little by little put an end to this pandemic.
Change always starts with mm-hmm. consciousness. Yeah. And mm-hmm. so I'm looking forward mm-hmm. for your next film.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Cello.
A pleasure to talk to you.